Senate Republicans attacked Democrats Tuesday for what they are calling Blue City chaos. The committee chairman, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley, celebrated President Donald Trump's response to crime and condemned those calling Trump's actions authoritarian. Grassley cited a claim by the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, that cities led by Democrats are more dangerous than those led by Republicans. Gregory Jackson was the former deputy director for the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention under former President Joe Biden. Speaking before the committee, Jackson refuted the narrative that blue cities are inherently more dangerous and noted that blue cities in red states are still subject to Republican policies.
When we look at what's happening in our country, the cities that are most dangerous are those blue cities that are in red states where they don't have the regulations. Places like Tennessee where there's no concealed carry permit, there's no background check, there's no extreme risk law, there's no shoot first law, there's no secure storage law. So guns are flowing in and out of these communities that are already vulnerable to violence. And so working with state and local leaders, that's what we focused on at the federal government, is keeping guns out of communities that are most vulnerable.
North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis complained about funding some blue cities are receiving through the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Passed in 2022, the bill implemented stronger background checks for gun purchases, as well as increased funding for gun violence prevention through mental health resources and community violence intervention. While Tillis was one of the bill's sponsors and said that the bill has been only positive, he said that he now wishes he had pushed for restrictions over who could receive the funding, especially jurisdictions with rules he felt endangered their communities, like cashless bail and sanctuary policies.
But folks, we got to turn around and look. I got to look at Republicans that are failing and tell them to man up, person up, whatever you want to call it, and start protecting these communities. But the liberal leaders who are failing these communities should not get a dime of the stuff that I worked hard to get produced if, in fact, they're making their communities less safe.
Many Democrats, however, focused mostly on the overtly partisan nature of the hearing. They pointed to things like how the title of the hearing only addressed blue city chaos and the continual targeting of Democratic leadership. California Democrat Alex Padilla called out what he called a false and partisan narrative. He said Republican-led states have had over 50% higher murder rates than blue states for decades. Padilla likened the way cities have been targeted by the federal government to political retribution.
We don't hear President Trump calling for the deployment of National Guard troops or the Marines or any federal agents into Jackson or Baton Rouge. Instead, the Trump administration has chosen to target cities like Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., and Portland, and they're threatening others, not because these cities were uniquely unsafe, but because their residents had the audacity to vote for a candidate for president other than Donald Trump.
New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker denounced the continued partisanship and increasing division being displayed at the hearing. He said that even as Republican lawmakers focused on blue municipalities, he could list statistics about how Republican-led jurisdictions have higher crime on average, but doing so wouldn't actually help those affected by violent crime.
The pretext for this hearing is a farce. It's belied by the evidence, it's belied by common sense, and doesn't get this committee back to the work that I've seen done constructively in Congress after Congress, despite who's president and who's in the majority. We in this committee have done the work together to make our country safer. We are seeing crime going down, but that's little satisfaction to people who have seen their families victimized by crime. We have work to do, but this ain't it.
The hearing came as the Trump administration continues to threaten blue cities with militarized force. National Guard troops have recently been deployed to Chicago, Illinois, and Portland, Oregon. And President Trump has further threatened to expand deployments to other blue cities, including New Orleans, Louisiana, Baltimore, Maryland, Oakland, California, and New York City. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.